Welcome to the Let's Talk Ladybiz podcast. I'm your host, Kaylee Hannon, and I'm here to teach you easy marketing strategies to launch profitable digital products that bring in consistent revenue on autopilot year-round using evergreen funnels, all without using paid ads or expensive tools. Let's jump in to today's episode. In today's episode, we are going to talk about four urgency factors to boost sales during your launch. Having urgency factors is so important to your launch, and it can really make or break a launch. The urgency factors are what encourage people to actually take action, which is why I encourage you to include some or even all of these urgency factors in your launch to increase conversions and turn more people into buyers. Urgency factors also help you make sales all throughout your launch versus everyone just waiting until the last minute to buy, or, you know, simply saying, oh, that's cool, I'll check it out later, and they potentially totally forget about it. So let's jump right into the first urgency factor, which is having the doors close. Now, I totally get it. You might be sitting there saying, but Kaylee, I want an evergreen product that I can have available at all times. But I want to tell you this. The first time you launch your digital product, you want to close the doors because that adds a huge urgency factor. You don't just want to say, here's this thing, it's, you know, available forever. So you launch the digital product and you close the doors, but as soon as you close the doors, you can start setting up an evergreen funnel right away. So don't feel like because you close the doors on a product, you can't create an evergreen funnel and make sales, you know, 24/7 all year round. And of course, I love evergreen funnels, so I want you to create evergreen funnels for every single one of your products. But an evergreen funnel actually works better when you close the doors. So you can close the doors, maybe you launch like 2 to 4 times throughout the year, but while your doors are closed, you can have your evergreen funnel working in the background. So it's kind of like, you know, the back door way that people can buy your course, but it's not open, you know, for the public to see when they go to your website. So for your launch, I really, really want you to close the doors because this is going to make the difference between people saying, oh my gosh, yes, I need this, and saying, super cool, I'll check it out later. Or, oh, maybe like, you know, maybe next month I'll make that a priority to buy that, or I'll save some money for next month to buy that. People really need that sense of urgency, and they're more likely to buy and buy quicker if they know the offer is going away. So pick a launch period for your product and choose a day of when it's going to close to the public. And of course, I have my free 8-week launch calendar over at letstalkladybiz.com/podcast, where you can map out your entire 8-week launch plan and pick your launch open and close dates. So after the doors close, only people who go through your evergreen funnel that you'll set up afterwards will be able to purchase it. And I suggest your launch period being between 7 to 10 days to give your audience enough time to take action, and then they'll be able to hear about your product multiple times. And of course, the more they see it, the more they hear about it, the more likely they are to buy. Because then they start getting like that incredible sense of FOMO where they're like, okay, like this is all I'm hearing about. I really need to get this. So let's move on to the second urgency factor, which is having fast action bonuses. So you would include some fast action bonuses for the first like 24 to 48 hours after you launch. And a fast action bonus could include anything from like maybe a private one-on-one call if it's a bigger product, or you could do additional trainings or some bonus templates. Really get creative here. Just think of something, you know, to add that extra sense of urgency. That would be a great addition to your product. You can also do like a bundle of fast action bonuses. For example, maybe everyone who joins within the first 48 hours will get to join you for, you know, a live group Q&A session. And you want this to be juicy enough where they want to take action and join right away so that they don't miss out on that special bonus. The next urgency factor is going to be early bird pricing. Now, early bird pricing is when people who sign up within a specific time frame after you launch will get a special discounted offer. So maybe you sell a $197 product, you could offer it for $147. Or maybe you are launching individual templates and you want to offer a special bundle deal that's only available for a certain amount of time after you launch. And that bundle would be a little cheaper than them having to buy each product individually. So that early bird pricing really is super effective because obviously if someone's interested in something, they're not going to want to wait, you know, 4 days to buy it and spend an extra $100. They're going to want to buy it now while they can save $100. So they're going to kind of look at it as, okay, well, if I buy this now, I'm saving $100 versus, you know, kind of just, okay, the price is $200 and I have a week to decide. So by having that urgency factor right at the beginning, you are increasing the conversion rate at the beginning because people, you know, who really want it are going to buy right then and there. Now, the fourth way to add urgency to your launch is to offer an extra bonus. So to add a little extra incentive during the middle of your launch, so you don't kind of see like a mid-launch drop where, you know, people miss the early bird pricing, but the doors closing are still a few days away, you can announce a special bonus for all buyers in the middle of your launch to add an extra incentive. So having that bonus that you're announcing in the middle where all buyers are going to get, even the people who bought previously when the doors first opened, this is just going to help people who were maybe on the fence make the decision to buy now. So yeah, okay, you missed the early bird pricing, but I just announced this special, you know, training that you'll get or this special live group coaching call you're going to get. So then they have that extra incentive to sign up now. And sometimes it's really just that like one little extra thing that pushes people to go from a maybe to a yes and, you know, hit that buy button. So some ideas for an extra bonus could be a masterclass that complements your product. Maybe you have a special group Q&A call. Maybe you announce, you know, that you're so excited for all the people who signed up, you want to give extra support, so you're going to host a pop-up Facebook group for a month or a week. Maybe you are going to offer an extra set of templates that will help them create content, you know, quicker, save them some time. You can get creative here, but just like something that can be used as a little extra incentive to still have people excited in the middle. You know, instead of just saying, okay, the doors are closing in 4 days or 5 days, you can, you know, have something to focus on during that time before, you know, like 48 hours until the doors are closed. Then you can focus on talking about those doors closing. So get creative here and brainstorm how you can include urgency factors into your launch to boost sales. And of course, you don't have to use all of these ideas, but at least choose one. You want to have at least one sense of urgency to get people to buy versus just launching something and, you know, there's no end date. There's really no incentive to buy now. You know, it doesn't matter if they join now or next month. The product's just kind of out there. So at least choose one urgency factor and add that to your launch calendar. I also have a sample 8-week launch calendar to give you an idea of how to plan out your urgency factors. So I give you examples written in the calendar showing, you know, when your fast action bonus can start and when your doors can open and close. So go to letstalkladybiz.com/podcast to download that for free now. Thank you so much for listening today. And if you enjoyed this episode, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review on iTunes by rating this podcast with 5 stars and sharing your takeaways from this episode. I'll talk to you next time on the Let's Talk Ladybiz podcast.